Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Bud Norris of the Orioles. And usually you come in, we say the Astros. So was it good news, bad news? Good news you've been traded, bad news you're in the American League East, which is really a tough division.
No, it was good news. You know, I'm excited for my new opportunity here in Baltimore. They got a great core group of players here. They got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. They had such an amazing run at it last year. And just want to come over and kind of pick up where I left off and just go out there and keep playing and pitching well and got a couple wins in my belt. But this team's focused on winning, and I just want to do my part.
Well, you know that everyone called KNBR 6A. They were calling for months, get this guy here. You know, you're from Novato, and people wanted you here. I'm sure you heard that.
Yeah, you know, it was great. You know, the local fan base here in the Bay Area knows what's going on. You know, the Giants have such a history in the last couple of years, and it's been great for the society around here. But it would have been a great story, but it wasn't in the cards. You know, a lot of teams were calling all the way to the last second of the deadline, and it was an exciting time for me and my family, and, you know, exhilarating. But I'm very happy to be here in Baltimore and latch on with such a great ball club. And like I said, I just want to go out there and help the team win as many ball games as we can.
Well, Bud Norris with us, and you're doing it so far. You got a couple of wins. You pitched today against the Giants. Of course, it's Sunday, and you'll be on the hill right here at AT&T Park where we've seen you before.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to get back out there. I've thrown some good ball games here before. It's a good lineup over there. They play the game the right way, so it's definitely going to be no easy task. Just going to go out there like any other day and leave it on the field.
Now, growing up, what kind of baseball fan were you in the Bay Area? Where'd you go? Who'd you follow?
Yeah, you know, it was both teams. I root for Oakland and San Fran, but primarily the Giants. Always watch them on TV, Kruko and Kipe and all the rest. So I root for both teams. Definitely a Niner fan over a Raider fan, and definitely a Warrior fan, too. So I cheer for both baseball clubs growing up as a kid, and it was fun to watch, especially the 02 World Series and everything. So it's been tough watching it for being down there in Houston the last couple of years, but excited for them and what they've accomplished, and just want to go get my own ring one day, too.
All right, Bud Norris, a pleasure to have him with us here. High school for you? Give us a little bit of background. High school and your baseball career before being drafted by the Astros.
Yeah, you know, I grew up, born and raised in Novato, California. Lived there my entire life. I went to Marin Catholic for my first 2 years. Played baseball over there. I transferred after my sophomore year to San Marin. Ended up graduating from San Marin High School in 2003. And went on to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo after that. Played 3 years down there. Drafted June 2006 and debuted July 29th of 2009. So I've been blessed to be up here for 4 years and just love what I do. I love the game, and to be in a new organization and independent race is pretty exciting stuff.
What did you major in at Cal Poly? Good school.
Very good school. I was a marketing major, business and marketing, and you know, baseball on top of it as well. But I love the school. The professors are great. The community was great down there. I wouldn't have taken it back for anything, and I try to get back as much as I can.
All right. Now, during your career, we noticed you had the ability to beat the Cardinals. Every time I'd look up, there was Bud Norris against the Cardinals. I don't care what the Cardinals were doing. You could beat the Cardinals.
Yeah. You know, my first big league start was against them and threw a great game and beat Wainwright 1-0. So I've definitely had some good history against them. They're a great ball club. I really just like to think that they bring the best out of me. But any chance I get to go out there every 5 days and go play, I'm pretty excited. And I trust me, I try to beat up on everybody, but sometimes it doesn't go my way.
Well, we thought, well, I could get him to be a Giant playing against the Cardinals. We need this. But, you know, you win the Orioles, you guys got a chance to win a pennant and maybe get in a World Series against the Cardinals. So talk a little bit about this ball club, what you've seen so far.
You know, they're unbelievable. They got gold glovers and all-stars and everything else top to bottom in this clubhouse. A great team presence, a great understanding of the guy next to you. Their focus is winning. They want to go out there every night and just do their job and help the guy next to them. And it's really kind of carried over into my game already to watch and just really be excited about it. So everybody's cheering everybody on. And yeah, they know what they accomplished last year, but they definitely have a bitter taste in their mouth. And, you know, the Yankees is someone that they're not very happy with right now. But like I said, we're excited about this year and the opportunity going forward.
How do you like pitching in the East? I know it's only been a couple of days that, you know, you've been with the ball club only a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be a transition, something that I'm going to have to learn and adjust to. But, you know, AL East is no slack of baseball on the East Coast. And I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there and play against some really good ball clubs.
All right, nice to have you on the show, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Bud Norris. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.